A movable ladder on wheels ensured access to the upper rows. Between the shelves hung artful images in black and white of cityscapes, churches, and other important buildings. Their reference not entirely obvious to me. Nevertheless, this was only decoration. The real treasure was undoubtedly the writings and files. It certainly had to be thousands of books, manuscripts, documents, and maps that the Order had collected over centuries, many of which were copied by hand from long-dead friars in the time before the invention of the modern letterpress. It was a treasure trove of knowledge, which probably went back to Hellenism, and went far beyond just Catholic theology. I was able to read the captions of a few books. Standing there were books from Aristotle, Seneca, Thomas Aquinas, next to Dante, and fables like Beowulf, and the Canterbury Tales, in editions of bygone days. A separate section was marked with Hebrew and Arabic characters. This library, apparently, had no reserve for foreign cultures or teachings. "Welcome," said Brother Nicholas, who suddenly emerged between the shelves. "This is an extraordinary, remarkable collection," it bubbled out of me, "of almost immeasurable value. It almost encompasses all the knowledge and cultural history of mankind." The librarian thanked me for complimenting this place with a nod.